There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Welcome to Jasper Hope, who is here from Dubai Opera with me for the very last time.
Hi.
Hi. You seem really excited about this, and I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, I think we just have to make the most of this last opportunity.
Yes.
You know, it's been a great ride, but these things come to an end, and let's do what we can.
You know what? We've got so much to talk about as well. Like, tons. Let me have some music to start with. Because Iftar is coming to a close at Dubai Opera, and it has been the most successful year yet.
It's been amazing. We have had almost 15,000 people so far through the doors across the holy month. It is really fantastic. Night after night, so many people have come. So many people have shared their experience of Iftar with us. It's been really, really wonderful. The place has looked absolutely amazing. The pictures on social media, just the comments and everything, really, really great. I'm so pleased, so proud of the team. So many people have worked really, really hard to pull it all together. And it seems to be a great new thing for Dubai.
And Sean Connolly was involved this year, which I think has made a big difference, hasn't it?
It has made a big difference. He's done a really wonderful menu, a lot of traditional items, but also things with just the unique Sean Connolly twist. And it's gone down really, really well.
Has he mentioned to you the breakfast that I made for him yet?
He has not, no. But I'm sure he will any day now.
So it's still happening, of course, this week. Thursday will be the last night for Iftar. You're taking bookings for this.
We're taking bookings. It's also possible just to turn up on the night. It does get extremely full, though. So if it is something you want to do in the last few days of Ramadan, please book on the website, DubaiOpera.com. There are still places available, not really for tonight, but for every other night this week.
And obviously it starts at sunset.
Starts at sunset, goes through till about 9 o'clock thereabouts. And, you know, really great mix of a place that looks great, food that tastes great, and some great sounds. Mohammed Hamadi and his trio just bring the place alive. It's a really good vibe there.
Corporate group packages, you're also doing those. Have you seen many teams coming in from workplaces?
We've had a lot of corporates over the month, but equally we've had a lot of families. You can come and have a table for two or four, or you can book a table for 10 or even bigger groups. We've had, you know, some kind of booking in the packages of hundreds and that kind of thing. So a full mix across the month.
And the good news is if you've got children who are under six, they can come along and eat for free.
Kids under six eat for free. Kids between 6 and 12 is 50% off.
You haven't had any cheeky teachers turn up with a class, have you?
We have not had any teachers with their students in tow, no.
I'm not putting that into anyone's minds. So it is 250 dirhams as a regular price for grown-ups.
Yep, and then, as I say, discounts for kids, and there are also some group discounts available as well. So have a look on the website.
And then after Iftar finishes on Thursday, you're going to be having an Eid concert, which is very exciting.
We are indeed. We have to get very quickly from the flat floor configuration that we're in right now back into the theatre concert hall setup. And we have the great Syrian artist Asala coming for an Eid show on the 16th of June.
This is going to be huge, isn't it?
Really exciting. I mean, it's always great, actually, when we have another new artist. That happens so often to us. We sometimes kind of get used to it, and you mustn't, because it's one of the best things about having this great new space in Dubai is that so many artists want to play on the stage at Dubai Opera. So many people want to see their favorite artists on that stage, and it's happening all the time. So many different people from all over the world are being booked and are asking to come and play. Asala is the latest for next weekend.
She's been in the business more than 28 years.
Long time, yeah.
There'll be a lot of fans looking to get tickets for this. Tickets are 450 dirhams each.
They are, yep. Start at 450, available at DubaiOpera.com as usual. And yeah, she's going to be doing all the hits that people know, as you say, over a very long and very, very successful career.
Should we take a listen to one of Asala's hits?
Absolutely.
This is called Efsal.
الآن أو خايف من المستقبل خليك فاكر للدنيا دي ربي كبير
turn your radio on and you're thinking, huh, Asala on Dubai Eye? You'd be right, and that is because she's coming to Dubai Opera.
Absolutely, and it'll be new music for some, it's old music for many, but regardless, it's going to be a great night.
Also, following that, the 30th of June, you have got the Dubai Opera Band performance. Tell me about the Dubai Opera Band, because MR have put this together.
They have. So this is a brand new thing for us at Dubai Opera. They have been working really, really hard for, 6 or 7 months now. They rehearse twice a week in the studio at Dubai Opera. This is a group of local musicians, and they have just been getting better and better. Up until now, they've only done private concerts just for the team at Dubai Opera, a few invited guests. This is the first public show of the Dubai Opera Band. It's on the 30th of June. Tickets just 100 dirhams.
So artists including Jaber Jassim, Mohammed Abdo, Greed Al Shati, Ahmed Kassem, and Mohammed Abdel Wahab.
Yeah, none of them are in the show, but their music is what's going to be performed by the Dubai Opera Band. There's a couple of singers, a full range of local instruments, plus some Western classical instruments. It's a really, really great sound. They're a really great group of mostly very young people. And as I say, they've just been getting better and better, and this is the first public outing for them.
I have got a little snippet of the kind of music you could hear. This is Mohammed Abdel Wahab.
حبيبي العين قلبك فين مداري أقرب وبعيد شوقي لك بيه.
Tickets only 100 dirhams.
Tickets 100 dirhams, come along and again, listen to something different. It's just part of the amazing blend of really, really different stuff that you can hear all the way through every month at Dubai Opera.
And speaking of different, Comedy Night is also coming up the 6th of July. Really reasonable comedy. 95 dirhams each, these tickets.
95 dirhams, yeah. We haven't had stand-up at Dubai Opera since beginning of December of last year. Danny Boy was the last one we had. Went really, really well. It's been a little while, obviously, since then. But great opportunity to bring some back. Four brilliant young stand-up comedians, all with Arab roots. Each of them has their own style, but the kind of Arab connection holds them all together. And yeah, tickets just 95 dirhams for the night.
Arabs are not funny. I'm not saying that. That's what it's called.
That is the brand that it goes under. It's not just these four comedians. There's a whole host of them, actually, that perform around the UK, all around Europe, actually, under that banner. Obviously, a very ironic twist, but a great night out if you like stand-up comedy.
Omar Hamdi is going to be there. He sounds like this.
I live in London, but originally, like back home. I'm from Wales. Thank you. Thank you. Couple of cheers. A lot of the uncles just going, where are you really from? Oh. Come on. Be true to your roots, yeah. Come on. No, I should explain, bro. I'm from a small part of Wales called Egypt. Some of you have heard of it. Because my parents are from Egypt. They moved from Egypt to the Welsh Valleys in the 70s. They wanted to get away from the poor education system and the poverty. Wasted trip. Just before we carry on, let's just think about the route they took. Think of that flight path from Cairo to Cardiff. They went over all of the places that British people go on holiday. They literally looked out of the plane, just like Spain, too sunny. Italy, the food is too nice. France, too cultured. London, too many jobs. Wales, rain on racism. We are home.
Very funny, man. Also, Karim Duval's going to be there, and Prince Abdi
and Esther Manito. So, as I say, four young, really fantastic comics. One night only, and tickets just 95 dirhams.
Am I right in thinking that you need to be 14 or upwards to come along to this?
You do. Yes, it is not one for all the family. This is for a slightly older audience. It is stand-up comedy. They are liable to say anything. I mean, who knows?
Will you be checking on the door?
We will be checking on the door, yeah.
Oh, okay. Jasper Hope is with us, the man who makes all of the bookings.
Hello again.
I've been trying so hard during the break there to get secrets out of him. I can't.
I tell no one.
You don't?
No.
Like a closed vault.
No, first rule of booking things, you can't share until it's time.
Not with anyone?
Not with anyone.
Nobody?
No one.
Not your mum?
No, not my mum.
Really?
No.
Goodness me. Not your wife?
No.
There's no one we can tickle.
There's no one you can tickle to find out, no.
Well, we do know that Imelda May is going to be coming. She's wonderful.
She's incredible, yeah. 2nd of November. Really, really excited about this one.
She's an Irish singer-songwriter. You don't want to miss this. She's incredible. Everyone will be talking about this gig once it happens. Now, today is the last chance to get early bird tickets, is that right?
Yes, it is. It's been for the last, I think, 2 weeks, but everything has to come to an end, and today is the end of the early bird offer. So if you want to come, and it will be a seriously great show, get in there today, dubaiopera.com, for the last chance of the early bird tickets.
How much are the tickets when they're on early bird option?
120 dirhams, so a bargain, absolute bargain, and as I say, really great night out in prospect.
Let's take a little listen to Imelda May, because maybe you don't know her. Maybe she's a new artist to you. This is Good to Be Alive. Imelda May, Good to Be Alive. Jasper Hope is here from Dubai Opera. That's where you can see her playing on the 2nd of November. Get your tickets today, 120 dirhams.
Yep, you do not have to come with your rockabilly hairstyle, but it may help to do so.
It may help, although, is she still that rockabilly? I've got a new song here from the new album, which is called Life, Love, Flesh, Blood. See what you think. This is Sixth Sense.
One kiss closer to kill, my resistance to your kind of thrill. Lend me your lips, let me know that you're real. Can't commit this crime, can't ignore. You got my love staying out on the floor, so I surrender. I got a sixth sense, baby, about you and me. I pretend not to wanna, but it's haunting me night and day. Yeah, I got a sixth sense, baby, about you. For sure, but I can't shake this feeling away. Just can't shake it away. When you touch me, rub it up, dub. You got my mind in the gutter of love. Down on my knees, you can't get enough. I swear I saw you once in a dream. jumped out a window, we kissed in the sea, and we were good in my fantasy.
Imelda May, Sixth Sense. Isn't that beautiful?
Love that.
Is it a good introduction, Sonal, for you?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely like that more recent song better. I would definitely go see that.
It's a lot more bluesy, a lot less rockabilly. It's mellowed, as I think she probably has over the years. But yeah, great sounds. Mm.
Jesper Hope, it's been lovely working with you. How long has it been now?
I don't think it's supposed to count that sort of thing. Maybe 18 months, 2 years. I don't know, I've lost track. I will miss you very much. Thank you so much for all of the shows. I have to be honest and say I will not miss any of the quizzes, but everything else has been great, so thank you.
I was upset that I didn't have time to do a quiz, a final quiz with you today.
No more quizzes.
I'll see where you're going to be after when Mark comes back, and okay. I can maybe send him some ideas for quizzes.
Thanks so much.
All right, just remind us when Imelda May is going to be at Dubai Opera.
Imelda May is the 2nd of November, and today is the last day for early bird tickets. Just 120 dirhams, dubaiopera.com.
Make sure you get them. Jesper, thank you so much. You will be back next week. It's just I won't.
I will indeed. Thank you.
See you later.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.